So you find that you're triggered right now, or you were triggered recently. And the first step when you're triggered is to just stop, to not react for just a moment. This is known as a sacred pause. If you can catch yourself as you're triggered and just stop in the midst of it, this is more than half the battle. Here, we're moving from the compulsive reaction, and creating more space to choose a wiser response. We're moving ourselves from compulsion to choice and increasing our response flexibility. So, step number one when you find yourself triggered is to just stop and not do your usual reaction. Next step is to breathe. Take three long, slow, deep breaths. By taking a few deep breaths, this activates your parasympathetic nervous system, calms down the fight-flight response. Also brings your attention to your breath. Maybe away from the situation at hand for just a moment, just give you a little break or a breather. Drawing attention to the breath, feeling some long, slow, deep breaths. Bringing attention to the process of breathing. There's a natural regulation process that occurs. And just shifting attention from the stimuli to your breathing, giving yourself a mini break. Step three is to notice. Notice where you're feeling sensation in your body right now, where you feel this triggered emotional reaction. Do you feel it in your chest or your throat? Maybe your head or your belly. Just noticing where you feel the triggered sensation in your body. And just rest the attention on the sensations there. So if it's heat or pressure in the chest, just noticing the tingling or vibrating there. And you're doing this from an observer perspective. You're moving from I am my reaction, being fully caught in it, to stepping back and saying, oh, I notice I'm having this reaction right now. This stepping back and noticing your reactions. It's very helpful for moving from our compulsive reactivity to creating more space and ultimately being able to make a wiser choice in the midst of being triggered. So we stopped. Is often the hardest step to just catch ourselves triggered and to stop. Step two is to breathe, take some long, slow, deep breaths. Step three is to notice where we're feeling the triggered reaction in our body. And to do this from an observer's perspective, thinking, okay. This emotional reaction is here right now, and it's going to move through at some point. It doesn't define the whole of me. Step four is to reflect. And first you reflect on yourself and think, why am I getting so triggered by this? Like, why is this hitting such a nerve? What's at stake for me here? Often when we're triggered, other people aren't getting quite as triggered by the same situation. And so it's something, some nerve it's hitting for us, like some way we've been treated in the past or some self-perceived inadequacy. And so without judgment, or just with curiosity, kind of a bit of courage, we just want to face ourselves and just be, y'all, why is this so hard for me right now? And be curious. The next step is to reflect on the other person's perspective if there's somebody else involved. And just say to yourself that everyone wants to be happy. And this person also involved in the situation thinks on some level that the way they're acting will make them happy in some way. If they're triggered themselves,